perform muraqabah meditation. In other words, in your heart, remember Allah. Focus, pay attention towards your heart and put your attention on your heart and the attention of your heart towards Allah. Allah's power, Allah's glory, Allah's greatness, His jalal, His love, His affection, His greatness. Pay attention to this and with full faith and belief and hope in Allah's mercy, that Allah's mercy, it descends on the heart of the believer when the believer does dhikr, when the believer remembers Allah. And then all of the darkness of the sins in the heart of the person is being eliminated at that time. On the sound of the dhikr prayer beads, Allah's personal name, do dhikr of His personal name, Allah, Allah, Allah. Every moment an individual should be in muraqabah, in meditation. Insan, the human being, if even for a few seconds goes into muraqabah meditation, that right then at that time Allah's mercy starts to descend. For muraqabah meditation, a special niyat intention is not required. Just focus towards your heart, pay attention to your heart, and wait for Allah's mercy. So whenever you get an opportunity, a chance during the day, even if you get 2 minutes, even if you get 1 minute, even if it's 1 second, the human being should, rather than looking around here, talking, gossiping, he should go into muraqabah, meditation. And especially if Allah Ta'ala gives His mercy and blessings, that Shaykh is present physically, and you have finished your fard salah, sunnah muakkada, then the greatest worship action at that time is the individual, rather than he goes into nafal, voluntary extra worship, he should sit in muraqabah, meditation, and request fares, blessings. And the fares starts to come. The blessings start to come. Reading nawafil, it is not prohibited or discouraged, but it is better that if you, in the presence of your shaykh, you don't do nawafil prayer or worship, rather pay attention to dhikr at that time. Yes, if the shaykh's not present, then you can pray nafal salah, voluntary salah. So let's do muraqabah now. And this is the greatest act of worship, to clean the heart, to purify the heart. This is the same worship that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first and foremost demonstrated this to us. Muraqabah, meditation. So this is, we are grateful to Allah that Allah has, with the blessing of my Hazrat Sahib, that Allah has given us the ability, with the blessings of my Shaykh, Allah has given us the chance that we are trying our, whatever we are trying, we're making effort. And whatever effort you make, if you value and appreciate, Allah then more over gives that person bounties and ni'mah. So in this, there is no difference that I'm a man or that person's a woman. Both get the same fares, same blessings. You get the fares in front of the shaykh, and the women folk behind the parda, behind the barrier or the veil, wherever they are, wherever they're present, they do muraqabah. Alhamdulillah, the fuyuz, the blessings, the fares start to rain down on the women folk, the sisters as well. So the sisters, what they should do is that always they should stay and remain in muraqabah. And especially the sisters, the women folk, due to muraqabah, you are protected. You become protected from lots of sicknesses, backbiting, lying, gossiping, gossip mongering, all of these actions, a person gets released from them. In other words, the sins of a person are eliminated, and ibadah, worship, also he gets the thawab. So silence is a great, great feature and great quality. So do muraqabah. In the Naqshbandi order, the Naqshbandi silsila, this is the greatest method, muraqabah, to do meditation.